relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford. That's why Carr Firearms is teaming up with us here at America First for 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly appeal for our freedoms. This is about more than being gun enthusiasts. This has become a very, very personal issue, fighting for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Amendment Friday, and we thank them. Check them out today, kahr.com. That's kahr.com. Shall we go serious or shall we have some fun? What shall we do? Let's have a little bit of fun. It's Friday. Let's start with a little clown of an individual called Anthony Scaramucci. We want to juxtapose, I love that word, juxtapose two little clips for you. One is a video clip from CNN, of course, of a recent sighting of the Mooch, where he had something to say about the 45th president of the United States, who, by the way, in case you forgot, was his boss for 10, was it 10 hours? No, 10 days. Video cut for the Mooch.
You know, he incited a riot. He incited an insurrection. He's arguably, at least in the 21st century, you could say Timothy McVeigh for the 20th century, but he is the domestic terrorist of the 21st century.
I'm just going to count to 10. I'm going to take a deep breath. As a person who taught terrorism and counterterrorism studies for many a moon, Mooch, you're a cretin. You're actually calling the president of the United States the same as a man who killed hundreds of Americans, including children in a kindergarten, blew them up. Now, just to underline how much of a clown, a risible character that man is, we have another juxtaposed audio cut, the Mooch, again, talking about Donald J. Trump. Play cuts.
I love the president, and I'm very, very loyal to the president. We won the presidency because of Donald J. Trump. He is an unbelievable politician.
If he cared what people said about him, there's no way he would be president.
I love the president, and I think a lot of you guys know in the media, I've been very, very loyal to him. I've seen him in operation over the last 20-plus years. The president has really good karma, okay? And the world turns back to him.
I'm still on his team. I support his agenda. I think he's doing a great job for the country.
I love the president. The president's phenomenal with the press, okay? And he's a great communicator. I love the president.
I love him. He's phenomenal. He's great. He's the best thing since sliced bread. So what does that mean, Mucci? Does it mean you like terrorists? What kind? You say he's got good karma. What kind of karma is that? Is that terroristic karma? You're a fool. And serious people laugh in your little short face. I'm Sebastian. Ah, do that again. Give it to them.
Got a Scaramouche.
Will you do the Fandango? That is the question. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Okay, let's get serious. Big, big news from our... Of course, it's John Solomon. What has he got for us? JustTheNews.com. Trump declassifying trove of FBI memos exposing Steele's motivations, ties to impeachment witnesses. Delivering in his final days on one of his last unfulfilled promises, President Trump is declassifying a massive trove of FBI documents showing the Russia collusion story was leaked in the final weeks of the 2016 election in an effort to counteract Hillary Clinton's email scandal. That's why it happened. The memos, to be released as early as Friday, include FBI interviews and human source evaluation reports for two of the main informants in the Russia case, former MI6 agent Christopher Steele and academic Stefan Halper. The president authorized the release of a foot-high stack of internal FBI and DOJ documents that detail significant flaws in the investigation and provide a detailed timeline of when the FBI first realized the Steele dossier was, quote, problematic. Multiple government officials have told Just the News. Among the bombshell revelations is an admission by Christopher Steele that he violated his confidential human source agreement with the FBI and leaked information from his dossier to the news media in the final weeks of the election because he wanted to counteract new revelations in the Hillary Clinton email scandal that were hurting her election. Wow. We've got it. He admitted the Russia hoax was done because Hillary was in trouble. The former foreign intelligence officer made the confession in the fall 2017 interview with FBI agents. Okay, we will keep you posted as soon as those documents drop. Maybe while we are on air, we will give you an update, and then we will talk to John Solomon as soon as we can next week. So stay tuned. Still lots to uncover. Let's go back to your calls. Line two, Judy in Brooklyn. Happy Friday, Judy.
Yes, happy Friday to you. Okay, I'm dizzy and I've got a stressful headache, but other than that, pretty good. You know what I also am? I'm upgraded from deplorable to terrorist. What do you think of that one?
Look, if the mooch said it, right? I mean, then it's got to be true, right?
Oh, well, he's Fredo, but the other one, Sullivan, you know, and he's talking about revolution, but I'm the terrorist. Thank you very much, you know, because you know what? Because, you know, nobody has the right to tell me who I prefer. And vice versa. So if I like and love Donald Trump, who is someone else to tell me I should not like Donald Trump? You know, how about if we turned around and yelled at the people that didn't vote for Donald Trump or didn't care for Donald Trump? Why is it that we're the ones in the wrong because we care about Donald Trump? I you know, the whole thing makes no sense. Okay. Hello?
I'm listening.
All right. So listen, apparently the Dems' idea of uniting, Dr. Gorka, is to keep fighting. Because take a look at what they're doing with this ridiculous impeachment, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, on behalf of 74 million Americans who really don't know what is happening, we are so upset. 74 plus, there's probably way, way more that love Donald Trump and know exactly the truth what happened. So on behalf of them, Dr. Gorka, the Senate has the subpoena power to demand a complete investigation, Dr. Gorka, on everything with evidence. That could be the election, that could be the media, Twitter, their role, capital charge, who did what with the various terrorist thugs that planned this before January 6th. They have the right to then expose and stick it back to the Dems, because look what they're doing to us right now.
But hang on, Judy. I mean, I don't want to be, hard-bitten and cynical, but really, I ask this in all sincerity. Who cares about another Senate investigation? What has it done in the last 4 years or the last 40 years?
Can I answer?
That's why I asked the question.
If they want to keep fighting, okay, then let's get the truth out. Because you know what? So far, They've been suppressing the truth, okay? I know that you want to move on, but you know what?
No, hang on, Judy. I never said that. Yeah. I never said anything about moving on. I'm just saying, what is the utility? When has a Senate hearing really changed political reality in recent memory?
No, I'm trying to say, but they have the right. I heard on the news that Rudy Giuliani is going to be the lawyer on the side to defend President Trump. I'm just saying, they started this now. They were supposed to be uniting. How is this uniting, bringing this ridiculous, illegal, unlawful impeachment hearing? So if that's the case, now you're going to shoot yourself in the foot, guys, because now we're going to have the right to sit there and we're going to demand a complete investigation on anything and everything with regard to election, with regard to capital charge, with regard to the Twitter and everything, the whole world. So to represent us, 74 million people. We're upset, Dr. Gorka. We're still upset.
Yeah, I agree. I think the broader point is the very sound one that you summarized so well. They want to unite us by continuing the fighting. So unity through continued fighting is the message that we are getting from the left. And they won't get what they want. And it's very unwise. When you have millions of people with true grievances shutting down debate or calling them terrorists or Confederates or white supremacists, won't bring unity, won't bring peace. It'll bring more and more tension. Thank you, Judy. More of your calls after our next couple of guests. It's Friday. We have to talk national security. We have to talk to the Heritage Foundation in the personage of its Vice President, James Carafano, in studio. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial.
Of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
The Peter Gunn theme always makes me think of John Belushi. Although the theme actually predates the Blues Brothers by a long time. We have to discuss movies. At some point, it just kind of organically happens, but we're going to plan a discussion on movies to watch under a Biden administration with our good friend, Vice President for All Matters, National Security and Foreign Policy at the conservative mothership, the Heritage Foundation. Carafano, follow him on JJ Carafano. As a former military man, decades in uniform, I find it kind of pathetic in the original sense of the word, Jim. And I find it's what we're witnessing in D.C. right now, where you've got literally razor wire on fences along the mall, and you've got, at the moment, 17,000 National Guard deployed to the capital of the most powerful nation in the world. How does it make you feel as a former, you know, military professional?
Well, as a former soldier and as a son of a cop, and lots of cops in my family,
right.
Let me look at it from their perspective. They're only thinking about one thing: keeping the American public safe.
Right.
Right. They're not guarding a government. They're keeping everybody safe. And you know, we ought to talk about the irony of the very same people who demonized when the National Guard were brought out to protect the White House, who said, "Oh, these are thugs and
drug-booty thugs."
They're just horrified that the National Guard would be out to protect property in cities and to protect federal buildings. That was abhorrent, and that we should defund the police. These are the same people who are the first ones to pick up the phone and say, "Protect me. Where's my National Guard? Where are my police? Protect me." I remember at the Trump inaugural when, you know, they're walking down the street and they had police, you know, going, and people next to me going, "Ugh, this Trump person is so tough. Look at how he's militarized."
Yes.
Our government. And there were legitimate public safety issues. There were hundreds of people that rioted during the Trump inaugural and destroyed property, all of which, by the way, every charge was dropped. People broke the law. Nobody was punished for that. So I look, I think, you know, we need people to come into the city and provide public safety from the Yahoos. I get that. What makes America different is tomorrow, those soldiers, they will go home and they'll go back to their families. The police, they will go back to work because this is not a police state. And let me have that to be thankful.
But let me ask you, you know, I think it's today. Was it today or yesterday? You know, the Washington Post writes this massive laudatory piece about two, I think it was Capitol Hill police officers. I mean, just massive puff piece, if you will. I can't remember the last time the Washington Post wrote a piece on any cop as a hero. So, I mean, just the rank transparency, Jim.
Could you imagine them writing that last July?
Yes!
No, so, look, this is the problem, right? Which is this political hypocrisy.
Yeah.
That's the problem with Washington today.
And I get your point, and it's a solid point that, you know, the citizen soldiers, especially the National Guard, and they're going to go home, God willing. Hopefully everything will be, you know, a non-event in terms of a threat for the inauguration. But let me ask you, somebody who does foreign policy as well, just when it comes to the renommé, the brand of America, how do other nations look at us when they see 20,000 troops in the Capitol, Jim? That's not good.
Well, here's what they do: these guys are on a poker table, right? And they'll trash talk all they want. But the reality is when they start betting, they look at their cards and they look at how many chips the guy's got on the table. And when they look at America, they're not going to remember this, or they're not going to remember, like in 1968, they're not going to remember the riots in the street and everything. They're going to say, how big is your military?
Yeah.
How strong is your economy? How free are your people? And that's what they take into their calculus. So I think America's best days are ahead of it. And I'm just saying, the people that are out there serving us, the men and women in blue, our soldiers, stop using them as a political pawn,
yes,
my friend. Stop. Yeah. Because you are, just stop. Because they're there for you. You yelled at them. You trashed them. You said defund them. You said they're thugs. They're fascists. And the next day when you said you have to come here and protect me, they said, okay, what time do I got to be there? Because that's the people they are.
Right.
And you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. Using, you know, our military or our law enforcement as political pawns is just one of the most outrageous things a politician can do. What about flipping it back to the domestic scene? Where have we come to, Jim Carafano, when a guest on a national cable show can call the president Timothy? I mean, you've taught Homeland Security. We taught together at National Defense University. When they call the president the Timothy McVeigh of the 21st century, and the host, forget who the guest is, the host of the show says nothing. Isn't there a problem with that?
Well, I think it's part of the political hypocrisy. And he, dude, get over that stuff. Because, you know, we have real challenges in the world today. I came here to talk about North Korea. Right. And Iran and Russia and China, people that really want to take away your freedom,
right,
and really want to murder you in your bed and would love to see democracy fall. And we should be focusing on what are we going to do about that. And instead, you're talking like a Yahoo.
Do you have hope that there will be mature policy discussion in the next 2 years in D.C.?
Well,
because that's what you guys do. You guys do policy, right, not politics.
Well, you know, reality intrudes. I mean, you can have all this Pollyannish thing about how just talk nice to people and, you know, give the Iranians up, and all that's going to be fine. But when the reality bumps you in the face, you have to deal with it. Obama was just going to walk away from the Middle East. And he was, you know, packing his bags and you know, making lunch and having vacation plans. And all of a sudden, the ISIS explodes.
Yeah.
And he has to go back in and fight them. Talk to the Obama people at the end of the Obama administration. They knew the Obama deal had failed. And they were all sitting around figuring out, oh, my God, you know, if Clinton's president, how are we going to deal with this? Because what we're doing is just not working. They had no answers for North Korea. They would be the first people to tell you that. Yet they'd done a terrible job on Russia. The Europeans actually hated Obama in his last 2 years. All these things. And they knew that. And that's why, you know, I listen to all the campaign rhetoric and I just ignore it. It's like, dude, when you walk in the office, you know what you're facing. And you can play the games all you want and say, I'm an internationalist, I believe in the UN and all this stuff. Obama believed in the UN until the UN didn't do what he wanted, and then all of a sudden he didn't believe him anymore.
Right. Mugged by reality, I think, is the phrase. Follow this man, JJ Carafano, on Twitter and heritage.org. Join them today. Support the conservative values upon which this republic was built. And if you've had it, you heard, Jim, if you've had enough of the yahoos, then switch off from the crazies and watch something edifying tonight. It is the story of the great late Herman Cain. You can watch it exclusively through us. It's called Poor to CEO, one of the most inspirational, entertaining films that you can watch with your family. And at the end of it, you'll actually feel better than when you started. Go to salemnow.com and you can stream it. 20% off if you use my name. That's salemnow.com. The Herman Cain story, Poor to CEO, G-O-R-K-A, is your promo code for 20% off. If you need something decent to watch this weekend, salemnow.com. We will be back, as ever, with James Carafano here on America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios, just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank swamp that is Washington, D.C. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Well, my weekend's just brightened up. I've just been told the garbage politically correct Doctor Who is resigned. She's gone. Bye-bye, Snowflake. Can we get back to some good sci-fi, please? No more social justice rammed down your throat. It's science fiction, it's entertainment. Latest update from our guest in studio, Jim Carafano, Vice President at the Heritage Foundation for all things national security, foreign policy, on Twitter at JJ Carafano. We're going to do a whirlwind tour d'horizon. We're going to talk about the threats, the challenges the incoming president has to deal with, whether he likes it or not. Let's start with this latest parade in Pyongyang. Talk to us about North Korea, Jim.
Right. So I think every president likes to focus on domestic issues, but I think Biden is going to be challenged coming in the door, and in part challenged because he was so weak on foreign policy that I think other countries are just primed to test him. So North Korea, they've been very, very quiet under Trump. The dear leader gave a big speech, and it was incredibly aggressive. It was not only aggressive towards the United States and threatening towards the United States, it was aggressive towards South Korea, and the South Koreans have been trying to make nice with the North Koreans.
Yes.
So I think it's as he got nowhere with Trump. He wants to test, I think, if he can rope-a-dope Biden the way they did, you know, Obama, which is be incredibly threatening and then get the Americans get really scared and they give you something for nothing, and we all pretend, and then they just build out their arsenal, right? And I think in part of they're doing this is because they're emboldened by the way Biden is going to treat Iran, and like saying, I'm going to give
you
Iran.
Let's go there. Yeah. So Iran, how's right. Iran going to react
so
to
these,
America?
I think they're connected. I think North Korea says, well, if you're going to give Iran a softball deal, then I'm going to get it, and I want one, right? So Biden's already said, I'm going back to the Iran deal, which only benefits Iran.
But can he even do that? Because there's really no kind of positive snapback.
Well,
I mean, it's not flicking a switch.
Oh yeah, I mean, he could pull off all the sanctions. There's tons of things he can do. But here's the problem with that, which is that only benefits Iran. Iranians should be cheering and saying, this would be a great deal. And you would think, I'll just sit on my hands and be quiet and make nice, and then Biden will give me this big gift. I can do whatever I want. That's not what the Iranians did. Instead, what they've done is they've been becoming incredibly aggressive.
Yes.
And they're not aggressive towards Trump because they know Trump's leaving. This is, Biden, we're going to make trouble for you, and you're going to give us the Iran deal, and we're going to give you nothing, and we're going to humiliate you.
Right.
So that's another challenge in his face.
China is making some noises already. I predict some kind of overreach, some miscalculations. China's in a different position from Iran and from North Korea. What is your expectation in the coming weeks and months?
You know, I think China's got a lot of cards to play. They tend not to overreach, but I think they want to set up a proposition that we are strong, Biden is weak. Come to our side, obey us or die.
Is that going to be so more provocations and intimidations in close to China?
Well, they've already done that.
Yeah.
Right. So they've been cracking down on Hong Kong dissidents. They give the WHO a hard time about.
But ramping it up with China, with Taiwan and elsewhere, with Vietnam and elsewhere.
And not just that. I mean, he made a very aggressive speech saying, you know, the attack on the Capitol showed American democracy as a joke and America's in decline. Not the things you would say. If the other guy is saying, I want to make nice with you and figure out how to get along, and you say, you know, I think America's a loser, that doesn't sound like
it doesn't
you,
get concessions. No,
what it sounds like is what the Iranians, North Koreans, and the Chinese all want to do is they want to start this conversation with them looking like the alpha male and the other guy not.
Then the incoming team, any comments about the incoming foreign policy defense team?
Well, I mean, it's Obama 3.0.
Yeah.
But the point is this is not... This is not the world of 4 years ago. And I think they're split. I think there are people who recognize that we need to deal with the world as it is. And just because Trump does it doesn't mean it's bad. Maybe we call it something else. But we've got to build on the good policies. And there are other people who say, no, we have to stick to the Obama legacy and be true to that's more important. And the notions that we always believe were true, like, you know, the UN's going to solve all our problems and everything else. How that struggle plays out, absolutely no idea. Right. And what's worse, I don't think Biden knows either.
I think that is a pretty, pretty safe bet. He's James Carafano, middle initial J, therefore he is J.J. Carafano on Twitter, preventing World War III one tweet at a time. Hopefully he won't have to do that for the next 4 years. Join his team, the amazing team, K. Cole's James, at the helm of the Heritage Foundation, the conservative mothership. That's heritage.org. Join today. They have been there for decades, fighting to uphold the principles of the founding of our nation. You will not regret it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. What's up next? Ah, yes. Our Second Amendment guest fighting for what I term to be a civil right. Marge Touré, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios, live streaming on Facebook, on YouTube. If you're watching us now, take a second. Hit the like button, please. Thank you kindly. Don't touch that dial.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
I like that deep voice, Dave. He's got it! Yes, Carr Firearms is fighting for America. Carr executives stand with America First. They're willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for our liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor and go to their website. Check out their amazing products. I carry a Carr 9mm. That's KAHR.com. KAHR.com. Welcome back, my friends. Friday, Ask Dr. G Anything and celebrating the Second Amendment with a very special guest. It's been a while since he's been on the show, but we're so excited to have him back. He's Marge Touré. He is the founder of Black Guns Matter. Marge, welcome back to America First.
Thanks for having me, Doc. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. We are on the precipice of a new administration, just 5 days away from the president to the vice president to the cabinet to the crazies like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the Congress. They hate the Second Amendment. They think inanimate objects are evil in and of themselves, and they think we shouldn't have the right to defend ourselves. You started something super special with Black Guns Matter. If you are into the Second Amendment, if you are concerned more than ever, check out this guy's GoFundMe site, GoFundMe/Black Guns Matter. But I have to ask you, you travel the country, you teach concealed carry courses. How do things change for you at 12 o'clock on January the 20th, what is Marsh Touré going to do differently?
We're going to get busier, like we've been getting busier for more 2020. There's been over 8 million new firearms owners in the year of 2020 alone. Our sponsors, like guys like Phoenix Ammo, they're getting too much business because more and more people see the extreme attempt on the extreme left to make people, in essence, sitting ducks, victims. So, no, we've been having classes the entire time. I took a few weeks after, you know, the holidays to kind of like regroup. We're opening a facility in Philadelphia, our base. So for us, for Black Guns Matter, we're going to do what we do, but do more of it up until 2022, where I go buy some land and figure out how to grow some food.
Okay, my friend, he's always got a plan. We're super excited. And let me look, you know me. I worked for the president in the White House. He's appointed me again last year to a position in the Defense Department. I was born a conservative. I've always voted conservative. But the things you teach and the, I call them the civil rights that you are educating Americans on and training them in, it really doesn't have to do with politics, does it? It doesn't matter whether you consider yourself a libertarian, an independent, or a Democrat. Isn't this, shouldn't this be an apolitical issue, Marsh?
It is an apolitical issue. I think that it becomes more of a partisan or, you know, extreme issue because people tend to make it that way because they want to politicize their own personal agenda. It's very clear. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. These are a bill of rights that are granted by our creator, not by government, nor can they be taken away by government. So we can have some nuance about, you know, does a guy have the right if he's in jail? Does he have the right to a firearm in jail? We can argue about that. But once he's done his time, once she's done their time, they have a human right. And I think that the left does a very good job of, in those urban centers where we do most of our work, to make sure that the people there feel as if they're separated from that Second Amendment. Feel as if, you know, liberals actually have their best interest at heart. They don't. They push more and more gun control. And as we all know, gun control from its origin to its inception to the expansion to the current outcomes is racist. So informing people in those areas is the thing that we do. And that's mostly Democrat. Most of the new people that are coming on, that you start at Democrat if you don't know any better.
Right.
That's just the reality.
I mean,
so those are the people that we're getting.
Your slogan has been, I mean, you built this empire, Black Guns Matter, but what I've been seeing you do on Twitter, you've been really, really super, super active on social media. It's Marsh Touré, MajToure. You've been saying, what is the new phrase? All gun control is racist, right?
All of it.
All
every
of
single
it.
Bit of it.
What are you finding? I have to ask you, because you are the most active guy traveling the country for our civil rights when it comes to the Second Amendment. We have seen every bloody month record-breaking figures, more than 3 million guns sold per month in America in the last year. Tell us about some of the things you're witnessing when you meet these new people. What are the trends? What are the key questions that you are seeing across America, Marsh?
When we tell somebody that gun control is racist, even some of our white or black conservative or leftist friends, whatever, when we show them the facts of how gun control in America was started, it was intended to stop black people and people of color from having the means to defend themselves. That is a fact, right? And then when we show that Joe Biden is in alignment with more of those racist practices, because it's coming from someone that they trust, the instructors or attorneys at our classes, they're able to receive that information a lot easier, right? Now, unfortunately, maybe some of our white conservative brothers and sisters, the leftist propaganda is too strong for that demographic, maybe initially, to hear that. But when we're able to break that down for them and show them statistically and historically and factually, there's no turning back. You can't put that person back in that matrix. And we've seen it. Leftist politicians across the entire nation have let criminals out of jail. They've made gun stores. They have attempted to try to make them non-essential. And they've also told law enforcement, you're not going to come and respond to these things. But meanwhile, fast forward till last week at the Capitol, some guys do something a little bit more aggressive. Now that's the end of the world by these same leftist politicians. Yeah. So what we're seeing is informing people about the fact of the matter and exposing those contradictions, especially when you show how racist gun control actually is. Those light bulbs go off and we see things like 8 million people buying guns from these areas that have been highly concentrated anti-gun spaces across the nation.
Black guns matter. All gun control is racist, and that's a fact. Follow this man on Twitter, MAJTOURE. Support his groundbreaking organization, GoFundMe/Black Guns Matter. And Maj, we're out of time, but can we get you back in studio? Because the next couple of years are going to get spicy.
Absolutely. Whenever you need me, Doc, I'm here.
All right. God bless. See you in studio or on the range. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you are in pain and have found relief nowhere else, you must try this product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans, me included. Also, Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear that? Pain-free! That could be you. Find out if Relief Factor is your answer by going to ReliefFactor.com and ordering the 3-week quick starter pack. You can call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. The 3-week quick starter pack will be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like Yvonne and I do. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for Yvonne, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com.
Remember when men were men and the Democrats weren't lunatics? It's time to make America great again with our nation's most beloved legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Mr. Connery. Thank you kindly. Don't do that to me. John in California texted me. Have you been deplatformed? I can't see you on YouTube. We're on YouTube. I just looked. They haven't got to us yet. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Carr Firearms is fighting for America. Carr executives stand with America First. They are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor. Just go to KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. Let's go to Dave in Minnesota. Been waiting very patiently. Line 3. Welcome, Dave.
Dr. Gorka, thank you for being a voice of reason and courage.
We try.
Look, and you do well. Our nation's security and safety, our Constitution, a few of our rights, the life, liberty, pursuit of happiness for so many of our leaders and many in our citizenry is under attack by one common enemy, the left. Speaking for the hundreds of millions of us who grew up speaking the Pledge of Allegiance every day in school, the tens of millions of our courageous soldiers who took the oath of allegiance, the millions who came to America and became citizens legally, who took the oath of allegiance. My question is for all of us, what does it mean to carry out that pledge or that oath at a time like this when we are truly, in so many senses of the word, under attack? What is it practically?
Well, what do you think?
I can tell you the rumbling that's out there, and of course, that's frightening.
What is the rumbling, Dave?
The rumbling of an armed revolt. But what else is there? When people call in every day, people call into various talk shows that I listen to, and they say, what can I do? They're frustrated. They're remembering back to the day when they made that pledge, as I did. And we take that pledge seriously. It's a promise.
Oh,
allegiance
I know it.
Means something. And yes, you, as well as anybody, knows it. So what does it mean to practically?
I'll be very blunt because I think there's a lot of people who are being extreme on our side, and I think there are several people who are trying to provoke our side. These posters about the armed protests across America for the 20th of January, that wasn't written by a conservative. I'm sure it was written by somebody from the left or Antifa to provoke us and to get us in trouble. So what does it mean? Right now, I'm not in favor of getting a gun and creating a civil war. They're not that powerful, and they're not yet creating a full dictatorship. They have dictatorial tendencies from AOC to Kamala and that empty shell Biden. But in the meantime, get noisy and also run for local office. It's the greatest thing you can do right now. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.